It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Stacy Plaskett. Great to see you.
Thanks so much for having me on the show and being able to talk to the ag community.
You know, I think we started talking about 3 years ago, and this is always one of my favorite stops.
Oh boy.
And it starts when I walk in the door and I turn to the right and I see the beach as I walk in. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, we try to make the office feel like home. So in the front office, it's a lot of really beautiful pictures of the Virgin Islands, a lot of scenes, and even the colors that we use for our walls are trying to remind you of sun and sand and land.
Mm-hmm. So we also have been talking over the years about disaster and just the hurricanes that came through. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an update on how we are on the rebuilding effort and then a disaster relief bill that just passed?
Right. Well, you know, we have done a lot of work in the recovery and just cleaning up. And we are just at the beginning portion of rebuilding. Congress did a great job in the last Congress with setting aside funding for those places that were affected by disaster. And now is the hard part of getting the projects in order and negotiating with the administration to actually draw down the funds that are needed for the actual rebuilding. We have a lot of schools that are still in disrepair. Our children are in mobile schools right now in a lot of areas, modulars that have been set up while we work out which schools are going to be rebuilt. Excuse me, the governor is meeting with different stakeholders to talk about what should our education system look like now that we have a chance to rebuild so many schools because so many were damaged, as well as our hospitals. And, you know, we even have issues with our farmers. 2 years ago, they were dealing with the hurricane and the devastation to livestock and to the crops there. This year, we're now dealing with drought. Getting a drought declaration so that the farmers can get the support that they need. And we're hoping that through this Congress that we're doing a lot to help our farmers to talk about mitigation and resiliency. We have some great ideas about setting up pods that are, in the first instance, in good times, places where farmers can go to sell their goods locally to create the connection even with the schools, the farm-to-school program, with Meals on Wheels and with other public assistance, helping them with exporting. We're talking about value-added food processing plants. But then in when there's a disaster, making those pods that are mobile also the place where farmers can go to get information, satellites for communication, to make sure that there's a communication in those areas as well.
Glad you brought that up because it gives us the opportunity to segue into something else you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're a little busier this year because you're now chairwoman of the Biotech, Horticulture, and Research Subcommittee on the Ag Committee. Of course, you're also on a couple of other subcommittees in the Ag Committee, Livestock, Foreign Affairs, Exchanges, Energy, Credit. I think I covered some of them, but the biotech, horticulture, and research, you've already had one hearing. Mm-hmm. You've got another one coming up as well. What's ahead?
We do. So, you know, I'm really excited to be the chair of this subcommittee for a number of reasons. One, it's the largest subcommittee, and we have a range of members on the committee. You have members from Maine. You have members from California, from the Midwest, from upstate New York, because it covers such a wide variety of anything that is not a commodity is covered by this committee. But also, it's the largest subcommittee, because of that. And Colin Peterson, the chair of the Ag Committee, has given a tremendous mandate to all of his subcommittee chairs and said that I want the work to be done at the subcommittee. So in the first instance, we're making sure that those pieces of the Farm Bill that were directions to federal agencies, whether it's Department of Ag or FDA or others, is actually being implemented. And the other part is to explore other areas. So this last subcommittee hearing, there's been a directive from the administration to move some of the research components that are here in D.C. out into the country. And we were looking at what the possible impact, positive and negative, that might be, whether it's staffing issues, as well as them not having synergies with other research agencies here in D.C. We're looking at resilience. The next hearing is going to be about resilience in research. Do the research arms that are out in our communities provide the local farmers with the type of information they need to remain resilient for disaster mitigation? And we plan on doing quite a bit of work in organics, talking with farmers about the certifications for organics, the marketing, crop support for organics in this country, as well as, you know, the sexy part of our subcommittee will be looking at cannabis in some way and its production and how Congress should or should not be involved in this new industry that's coming up.
You've got a busy schedule ahead, and again, didn't even dig into the other committees you're involved in, which is infrastructure, another big one that's just laying out there.
Yeah.
Final thing for you. We've talked about the livestock industry in the past in the Virgin Islands. How is that, and how are they doing right now?
They're not doing well right now. You know, they're very resilient, but as I said, after the hurricanes, most of the livestock were lost. This year, we're dealing with drought, and so it's feast or famine in some ways, you know, flood or drought. And so we're really trying to look at ways to support the livestock owners, the livestock farmers in the Virgin Islands and throughout the country. One other thing I wanted to talk about, which is where infrastructure and ag meet, for me, is this notion of having technology and broadband to support rural areas and our farming communities, to ensure that there's ample Wi-Fi, ample broadband capacity, that last mile, so that farmers can take advantage of the technology that's there to help them with irrigation, help them with their crops, and also for their children who are living on farms, living maybe out in areas that do not have the capabilities that maybe the cities do, so that they can meet their educational needs as well on those small farms, large farms, out in areas that are really the heartland of this country. So we're now part of the Broadband Caucus, looking at the Rural Broadband Task Force and how we can be supportive and make sure that our farmers and those that are in rural areas are getting the best of technology so that they can grow the economies where they are and their families can have what America has to offer.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time and good luck on your busy agenda.
Thank you so much, and God bless everybody out there, and best to the farmers.
Again, it's the Honorable Stacy Plaskett from the U.S. Virgin Islands on today's Agribusiness Report.